We're up to Simin Tov Kuf Dalet in Hilchis Yantif, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Now, we know that in Yantif, the malachis that are permissible to do, the malachis of Ochel Nefesh, if you want to eat on Yantif, you're allowed to cook, but you're not going to go plant something in order that it grow and then you use it on Yantif. The first malachis in the Sidra de Pas, and the ones of making bread, the ones up until actually kneading the dough, are Asar on Yantif. The idea being that these are not done prior to eating. These are done in food production. They're generally done in bulk, and you only use what you need when you need it. One of those malachas is the malach of tochen, of grinding. You cannot go and grind your wheat for flour on Yantif. That's generally done in bulk. You don't go grinding flour every time you want to bake something. Therefore, according to some Rishonim, that is also midah oraisa. The case that's being discussed in this simin is that of grinding spices. Says the Mechaber, Dochin es hatavlin kedarkon. You are allowed to grind spices in the normal way. Why is that? Sheim yoduch also mebaod yom yafik tamon. The halacha is that anything that is meant to be done, any kind of malacha that is meant to be done just before use of the object for food, because otherwise the taste would not be as good, that is considered maleches ochol nefesh, and that is mutter on yantif. Therefore, although the malach of tochen as it applies to wheat is going to be usur, possibly midaraisa on yantif, the tchina, the grinding of spices, those spices that, unless they're fresh, lose their flavor, that will be mutter. Aval melach, not so in the case of salt, eino nidoch biyantif. Salt is going to be usur because salt does not lose its taste if you grind it early. How can you grind salt on yantif? So the halacha is that even the kind of malacha that is generally done long before you eat it is mutter biyantif. A malacha that you could have done on erev yantif is still mutter biyantif derech shinui. Elim ken hito hamachteish o sheyodoch bakara v'kayotzeba. The way you have to do it is that you put whatever you're using to grind with on its side. You do it sideways rather than straight. Or instead of doing it in the regular keli, the regular vessel that is meant to collect it, you do it on a plate. Kedei sheyishana, shimshoch hakamelech merev yantif lo yafik tamo. Because there's no reason not to go and grind your salt on yantif. Salt is something that will keep its flavor. So this is the first halach. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there are two kinds of salt. There's salt that was already ground, and then it got wet and it formed one big solid piece. Grinding that is ein tochen acher tochen. That really is mutter. There is a daya, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Olas Shabbos, who says that that's also because of maris ayin. The Mishnah Berurah does not especially go either for his source nor for his psak. He seems to think that on Yantif there's no isser in regrinding salt. However, if you're talking about salt that was coarse, initially it was mined coarse, and then you want to go and grind it far more finely, that would be the case that the Mechaber is talking about that is isser on Yantif. Now, similarly, the difference that we have between spices and salt really is not limited to spices and salt. Any spice that can be ground early and will not lose its flavor is supposed to be ground before Yantif and not on Yantif. If you do grind it on Yantif, it would be necessary to make use of a shinui. Once again, whatever you're grinding it with must be held sideways, or you go and grind it into a plate. Now, also, you are allowed to put salt together with spices. Say you have a spice and you're allowed to grind it on Yantif. You also have salt, which is coarse. You want to grind that. If you mix the salt with the spice together, the halach is that that is mutter on Yantif. You're allowed to grind them in a normal way without a shinui lefi the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber now, Vein shochkim es apilpulin v'lo achardl berechayim shalehem. A pepper mill is not to be used on Yantif. That is the normal way of grinding peppers. The same thing, they had a mill that they were using, that they used to use for grinding mustard seed to turn it into mustard. Mishum deheva ku'uvdin dechol. This is not also because of tochen. According to the Mechaber, this is Aser because of Uvdin Dechol. It goes against Yontif. It's not Yontiftik. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who say that it's Aser because of Tochen. This was a discussion that the Mishnah Berurah already had in Hilchos Shabbos in dealing with Tchina, where if you have a Kli HaMeyuchad Lakach, a special kind of a Kli, does that turn it into a more severe Malacha? Ella, so what do you do? Doch an Osam B'meducha Kachol HaTavlin. You see, a pepper, grinding hot pepper, what they had was this little mill. What they had for grinding everything else was the mortar. They had this little dish and they would pound on it. In the case of pepper, so if you have your dried peppers, instead of using the mill, which is Uvdin Dechol, according to the Mechaber, you should go and grind it in the normal meducha, in the mortar, the way they do for all other spices. Now this is all the shita of the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Umiyu, Nogin, Lashanis, Ksas, Bedichas, Tavlin, Vechen, Roy, Lahoras. It is the Minag Ashkenaz that you do not grind any spices on Yontif without something of a Shinui. Why is this? Because there are deis in the Rishonim that unless something loses its flavor entirely, even though it's not as good fresh, you should have ground it beforehand. Whereas if you're dealing with something that totally loses its taste, if you grind it before Yontif, where you really have to grind it and use it immediately, then it is mutter. Furthermore, in the case of a rechayim using a mill, so there, if the normal way of grinding the spice is to grind it in bulk, then there could be a shiloh of a daraisa, actually. But if we're talking about small household appliances, bederek klal, one doesn't grind a large amount. Now, according to this shita, that the reason why it's usher is because you should have done it erev yontif. What if for some reason you couldn't have done it erev yontif? For example, you didn't realize that you were going to need the spice on erev yontif. So there the halacha should be that it's mutter. Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's still another reason why the Ramah is nachmir, and that is as a gzeira that you may grind a little more than you actually need for yontif. Once again, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Mishnah Berurah brings, holds that anything that unless you grind it and use it immediately is going to lose all of its taste, you are allowed to grind in a normal way, there is no issur whatsoever. That is the Torah's heter of Ochol Nefesh.